Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive, Brandy.
Okay. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's that?
We're going to give it another minute before we start.
Okay. I have to get something out of the other room. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Back.
Okay. Please join me in saying the out of the call.
Let me mute.
On the call, Gedula Chiminha Tati. Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amchasad Venu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Keva Vat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berotuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tadiyuta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Our class today is continuing our study of the Sefer Yetzirah. Today's class can be found on row 9 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 3B. And that is where we will begin with a second essay by Rabbi Bar Sadok, The Torah Codes, White Fire Beneath Black Fire. We will start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'Shem, Yudhe Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehinu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei. There is a singular secret code hidden within the Torah. Yet this code is not accessible through the working of numbers in whatever forms. Even modern day computers or future computers will never be able to break the real code, hidden as it is under layers of precision designed concealment. This is because the real code is not technological nor mathematical in nature. The key to the actual Torah code is actually locked within our DNA, and the only way to access the code is through developing the latent psychic powers of the mind. Only one who, through proper training and development, can become consciously aware of parallel realities surrounding us can thus gaze into the Torah and be guided to perceive the quantum fluctuations existing in the reality underlying the present form of its letters. This is what the sages of old meant when they said that the Torah was written black fire on white fire. They were hinting to the fact that even the white spaces surrounding the letters themselves are messages and teachings invisible to the eye, which cannot read white fire. My commentary. Modern science is discovering empty spaces in the strings of the chromosomes and the genes significantly more involved than the genes themselves. They are also learning to turn on or off a particular gene, and eventually will discover the purpose behind the empty space, the white fire in the DNA. This is my opinion. What do you think, this is an unwritten commentary, what do you think Rabbi Bar Sadok is teaching with this opening paragraph of this essay? He's teaching that logic is not the tool to unlock the Torah. He's teaching that there is more to the inherent feelings and intuition and psychic abilities than to the logic of rationality. I'm continuing to read. One who cultivates the latent psychic powers of the mind learns to see with an inner vision and reveals truths about the outer world unseen and unknown to those who lack this vision. When such a one gazes into the Torah, be it in a scroll or a book, he expands his mind in accordance to the procedures known well to him, and thus can watch the Torah's letters change in form and position, and spell out in his mind a secret, one reserved for his eyes alone. Contemplate this paragraph individually. Contemplate it. Expand your comfort zone. Just because the letter is a bet doesn't mean it's not concealing an aleph. Just because the letter is a bet, it's not concealing a yud and a tav. just because it's a bet does not mean that it's not concealing a vav and a dalet and another vav. What is the essence of a message, vav, dalet, vav? In essence, and again, this is another common unwritten commentary, as you read the Torah, know that the codes are there. Know that your intuition is able to see it if you would just open your mind. Contemplate each letter, each word, each verse on its own. What is it there for you to learn? My written commentary. The possible lives of the various souls living on the earth today are also included in the Torah scrolls, as well as the other locations of dimensions and the souls of those entities. The Torah is unlimited, since Hashem is unlimited, and the Torah is one long string of letters, which is one of the many infinite names of God. The code that is read at any one moment is the message and meaning for that moment. This method was originally shown to Moses when he ascended into the other domain on top of Mount Sinai. In temple times, this method of gazing into the Torah and interpreting its meaning was the special reserve, first of the high priest in Jerusalem, then of the biblical prophets. They, in turn, passed these secrets down through the centuries to the children of the Merkava, the children of the chariot, and the ascenders to the palaces, the same other domain visited by Moses. My commentary. These terms are well known to the academic Kabbalists, even if they are not well understood for their true meaning and usefulness to man as a psychic tool. History also teaches us about an ancient sage, a son of the Merkava, and an adept of the Ascent. He is referred to in the Qumranic and Talmudic literature as the teacher of righteousness. He was the chief sage of the Qumran community. This is an unwritten commentary. Do you know what the Qumran community is? There were two political parties. There were two approaches to Torah. During the biblical times, during the times of the temple, these political parties, these people who have been taught to live Torah, they approached it in two different ways. One was associated with the temple, and one was associated with living an esoteric, an extreme lifestyle. That lifestyle was to live in the desert, where you would be contemplated, where you could listen to the noise of the desert and hear Hashem's voices. If you lived in a community, it wasn't by yourself, it wasn't hermetic. Some of the sages, the academic and the temple-oriented sages, would go into the desert and live as an individual. But others went into the desert and lived within a community. The Qumran community was those people who chose to live away from the temple, chose to live away from technology. Where would you find technology in biblical times? The same place you find technology today. In the cities. Continuing. His disciples also included many of the famous Talmudic teachers. In their language, this method of unlocking the Torah code is called Pesher. This is different from Peshat, which is a literal and rational understanding of the Torah text. It is from here that the duality of Peshat and Sod arose in the later teachings of Judaism. My commentary. Pesher translates as interpretation, to thaw, to deviate, to reconcile, to explain, to compromise, chas v'shalom. Peshat translates as simple, literal, but also unclothed, raw naked energy. Sod means secret or concealed. Pesher is reconciling the two levels and actually is bringing all four levels of the Garden of Torah into reconciliation and explanation. As an unwritten addition to this commentary, it also means to perceive pictures. Continuing, the way of the ancient teacher of righteousness has never been lost or forgotten. It has been practiced by sages of the Torah and the Talmud throughout the centuries. The Sefer Yetzirah was one such text that taught the ancient mind expansion techniques. When this text is learned properly as a guide to expanding consciousness, and not studied in a wasteful academic, intellectual setting, one can unlock its secrets and learn to see with previously blind inner eyes. When one properly trains one's mind in accordance to the ancient techniques, one causes specific activities in the organic brain to occur, enabling it to experience extrasensory perceptions. Essentially, it is encoded in our DNA that when specific mind activity is activated, then the physical forms in the DNA and the structures they form realign to enable clairvoyant sight. My commentary. This suggestion of my teacher, or is it a fact, is unknown to modern science. Why? Because modern science needs to be able to duplicate the event. But as we live and we breathe and we move from moment to moment, the same person experiencing the same Torah perception receives a different message. And it is unable, we are unable, to duplicate that message from moment to moment. And therefore, science can never make that connection. It does not mean that it is not true. Please contemplate these words. Continuing to read. Everything begins with the training of the mind. And right now, you're living in the Western world. The training of the mind of the Western person is corrupt. It's very difficult to break the stranglehold on the mind that has spent 20 years, 30 years, 50 years learning a way of thinking and a way of perceiving. It's we have to break that stranglehold. That's the purpose of these initial essays that we are reading in the Sefer Yetzirah. So you might think that it's another week of another essay. And maybe you're enthralled with the idea of that essay. Or maybe you're rejecting the idea of that essay. But the reality is to break 30 or 40 or 50 years of training cannot be done in a week. So this is a class, and we will move on to another class next week. Yet, the student needs to revert and review these classes, these essays, multiple times to break the stranglehold on his way or her way of thinking. Continuing to read. Everything begins with the training of the mind. When the mind is properly trained, it can think and thus see multidimensionally. As such, the one with such ability can gaze upon the page of a book of Torah and with simple intent and will see beyond the written word into the living, moving, and breathing soul of the text beneath the words. One essentially reads the white fire beneath the black fire of the visual written word. He or she can then dialogue with the white fire, talk to it, more importantly, hear from it, smell it, understand its intent, and learn from it. Learn the past of it and you. Learn the present of it and you. And learn the future things from it and you. He can see both potentials and actualities. He can see all possibilities. And which ones can and which ones will come to pass. This is the state of prophetic bonding. We call this state Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. Literally, the Holy Spirit. My commentary. Ruach HaKodesh, this level of consciousness, is high above the level of prophecy that is taught by the schools of prophecy of the earlier generations. It is taught to a few in every generation. You may be one of the few if you have the desire and can find the correct teacher for your soul. Yet at the least, you will be able to learn the techniques. And if you cleanse yourself sufficiently, you will see, you will perceive, you will hear, you will smell, you will touch what you will perceive, see, hear, touch, smell, and speak. The Torah given at Mount Sinai is clearly of extraterrestrial origins. Although it is clothed in words on a page, this most primitive of structures was provided merely as a carrying case for that which is within it. That which is within it can only be accessed once the individual evolves his mind to the point wherein which he too can think and see interdimensionally. But don't use the word see, use the word perceive interdimensionally. What is the difference between seeing and perceiving? Perceiving is all of the senses. Seeing is only one of the senses. We can perceive interdimensionally in similar manner as could the originals who brought Torah to the earth, to this earth in the first place. Where was Torah originally? Was it on this earth? Was it on another earth, another planet? Was it in another universe? Open your mind to the possibilities. We call these originals angels, yet we must never forget their true extraterrestrial identities. Remember, we have yet to define an angel. We've used the term extraterrestrial. Is it an angel extraterrestrial? Is it a physical being? Is it a spiritual being? Is it a combination of both? Is it a ghost? Is it a spirit? Is it a body clothing a spirit? Who are these originals? Contemplate them. There is another whole subject from the Torah that is today we call UFOs. This is an unwritten commentary. It needs to be studied. It needs to be made aware. And know that you're not crazy if you think you've been abducted. And at the same time, how do you reconcile living in a society that calls someone who was abducted crazy? What is truth? Because I wasn't abducted, does that mean that it's untrue when someone tells me they are? Open up your mind to the possibilities of creation, of existence, of love, of joy, of all entities. Spend some time listening, hearing the butterflies speak to you. The beautiful thing, a butterfly. What was its life like as a caterpillar? Ask the butterfly and he will tell you. He will speak to you. He will show you. He will describe to you. These words, this essay, is designed to expand your perceptions. Take the moment. Take the weeks. Take the process to find out all of this meaning. I'm continuing to read. I purposely did not tell you that that was a unwritten commentary. You need to be able to discern between the messages from the words written and the words spoken. You need to be able to discern the difference in consciousness between what is spoken and what is written, between what is and what is. Continuing. Intellect alone cannot unlock the Torah codes. All the number-based codes are merely scratching the surface. Such codes are more for entertainment value than anything of real substance. Whatever comes out of the black fire remains black. The real codes within the Torah are not about religion. Rather, they contain the secrets of unlocking the fabric of the universe. All the laws of science, of physics, of life itself are enclosed within the secrets of the white fire of the Torah, awaiting the properly trained mind who can gaze within, see them within, and then extract them, and use them to create heaven on earth. For this reason was Torah brought to earth in the first place. It was one of their own, the originals, who corrupted things here on earth in the first place, or it was in the process itself. Therefore, it is up to them to uphold universal law and make right that which they corrupted. For those who enjoy letter and number games, this is why the value of the Hebrew word nachash, the serpent, is the same as that for the Hebrew word Mashiach, anointed one. The one comes to neutralize and undo the work of his predecessor. Yet they are both entities of the same extraterrestrial race. They are both princes of the dragons. They are both Tali. They are both watchers. They are both what they are. This is one of the many secrets of Mem Tet and Samach Mem, the likes of which cannot be further discussed. Contemplate what you have heard. See what you have heard. Hear what you see. Continuing to read. Beyond this, no words can be spoken. The inner eye will see what the outer eye cannot. Does this mean that almost everyone is locked out? The answer is clearly yes for now. But the lock is on the outside, not the inside. We all have the keys, but very few make use of them to unlock the shackles upon the mind, and then make use of the mind, healing it and strengthening it, allowing it to become the tool for which it was designed. The code waits safely inside our DNA. The code waits safely outside our DNA. The code waits safely, waiting to be activated. My commentary. Since the lock is metaphorically on the outside, eventually everyone will be allowed in to learn all of this information. When? How long? That's up to you. Will there be a benefit to becoming one of the early ones? I will let you decide that for yourself. Will there be a deficit to becoming one of the early ones? I will let you decide that for yourself. Those who talk with the princes in the sky know of what I speak. Those who fear such things are destined to be resigned to their fates. My commentary. What is their fate? Your intuition knows. Listen to it. Perceive it. Ask it. Respond to it. Silence the tongue from speech. Clear the mind of questions. Surrender to the one within and come to see the one of all. In this case, 1 + 1 still equals 1 and always will. No more words can be spoken. Go now into the silence and hear it speak to you. The speaking silence is alive. This is why in Hebrew it is called the Chashmal. In modern Hebrew, that's electricity. In ancient Hebrew, read the letters. My commentary. In modern Hebrew, coincidentally, Chashmal is used as electricity. In biblical Hebrew, it is the meaning of what the teachers of the chariot told their students, what it meant. Read the letters. Learn from the letters. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa once again. We will utilize the letters of the law. Expand.
There's a lot of static right now. I think someone's dropping.
Yes, I know. One of the things about static is you have an opportunity to focus your attention by using the static as a something to be avoided or something to be concentrated upon until it disappears.
Or the person that's causing the static to be cognizant of the other person that's listening.
I understand.
It's a two-way cord.
Gedula chemin ha tamatir. Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadik, Lamed Pei, Yud Taf, Mem Lamed, Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Avpe. Yud Shin Aleph Shin Yud Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Vav Dalet Hey Yud Nun Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkarcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel What is a level of consciousness? Can you hold a level of consciousness? What can you do with a level of consciousness? Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata What is appreciation? How does one reach appreciation? How does one feel appreciation? Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed A Zion Hu N330 80 100 To get to 100, do you have to pass through 10? Or 23? Or 92? Do you have to be cleansed with 98? Or you can reach 100. Shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu Yodea Kalumo Shinkufau Sadiyuta. Three hundred. Six. 90. 10. 400. Where is the new beginning? In that stream of numbers. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. We have come to the end of our class. Today we have two other classes, one at 4:30 West Coast time, a deep Zohar class, and one at 7 o'clock, continuing and completing the regular Zohar class for Bamidbar Section 1. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will study a psalm, a prayer, a song, or a number, or a sequence of numbers. Are there any questions?
No questions, but I'd like to thank the person who did mute that was driving.
I'm sure the person appreciates your appreciation. Anybody else have any questions or comments, thoughts? Have you decided that Chanukah is absolutely insane? Have a beautiful afternoon.
I could say lots, but I'm not.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You have a beautiful day. Shalom.